Time once again for our Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One stop to go to find out what's going on in our area, what's been going on, and what is coming up. They also have a fantastic app for your smartphone that is real easy to use and keeps you updated and on the run. Mark, nice to speak to you again this week.
And it's lovely to be back again with a very busy week, as you say, as you would say. We're off to the races this week with so many different events. There's something for everyone, really is. There's a tremendous selection to this week.
All right, and we will start off with the Wham Theater presenting a Modern Lake.
Yes. This one's in Lenox at Shakespeare and Company's Bernstein Theatre, and Wham Theatre is presenting a play called The Last Wife. It's a modern take on Catherine Parr's marriage to Henry VIII, it must be Henry VIII, isn't it? Yeah. And it's a regional premiere of a play that was by Kate Hennick, and it was actually premiered in the Stratford Festival in the UK in 2015. And it was completely sold out, and they had to extend the run. So it should be an extremely good play. Now, the reason why I thought we should mention it now is it's a really funny and powerful examination of patriarchy, of sexual politics, and women's rights. So this is a play which is particularly relevant in the last week or 10 days when the headlines are dominated by Harvey Weinstein. So really interesting. So check it out, The Last Wife at Shakespeare and Company. Obviously, you'll have to go to their website via Rural Intelligence if needed for all the times and dates of that The Last Wife.
All right, let's move on to Infinity Hall in Norfolk on October 19th. Kathy Matea's The Acoustic Living Room.
Yeah, Kathy Matea. Many listeners will know Kathy Matea. She's won some many Grammys, and she's been recording for many years. She's coming back to Infinity Hall in Norfolk. The great thing about her concerts is that they usually present old songs as well as new material. She's just published this new album called Acoustic Living Room. But many listeners will know her for several of her top 20 hits. I guess the most famous one is 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses, or is it a Dozen Red Roses? You probably know this much better than I do, Marshall. She's bluegrass, she's gospel music, she's got a touch of Celtic influence as well. It's at 8 o'clock, Thursday, October the 19th, in Infinity Hall in Norfolk, if you're a fan. Definitely great fun.
In Great Barrington, Mategan McClelland.
Yes, I thought I'd mention this because it's slightly different from what we normally do. We normally talk about some of the big sales, the big auctions that are coming up in the area. And Tegan McClellan have turned this a bit on their head. So starting Thursday, October the 19th, and running through Saturday the 21st, Tegan McClellan, who are the most wonderful jewelers, they really have beautiful jewelry. And what they are doing is they're bringing in a gemologist to the store and are putting out a call so that you can take some of your estate jewelry or jewelry that you don't use any longer or gems that you don't need, and you can have them appraised. And it's all linked, actually, to a diamond and estate jewelry buying event. And a lot of people nowadays have inherited jewelry, and they just don't wear it. We live in a much less formal time nowadays. And so this could be really an interesting event and popular. In fact, they're saying that the gemologist who they're bringing in is going to be really busy. So if you do have a chance, make an appointment before you come in so that you get a proper chance to talk to him. So that's Thursday, that 19th through Saturday, the 21st. And you may make some money if you can sell some jewelry.
On October 20th, we'll go to our good friends at Bard College, Annandale on Hudson.
Yeah, well, this one is, I just had to laugh at this. So Bard College on, as you say, Friday, October the 20th, 7:30 in the evening, is presenting the award-winning memoirist and critic Daniel Mendelsohn, and he will be discussing his new novel, which is called An Odyssey, with the memoirist Nick Flynn. And of course, he'll be answering questions, and they'll be signing copies of the novel as well. And you may well have heard of Daniel Mendelsohn, because in addition to his books, he's a frequent contributor to The New Yorker and The New York Review of Books and things like that. So, but there is a great fun twist to this whole evening and event, because this new book that he's just written is all about a retired father who decides to take a course that his son is teaching on Odysseus's Odyssey. And the course is being taught at Bard College, and the lecturer's name is Daniel Mendelsohn. So is this part of his memoir, or is it a novel? We don't really know, but it sounds like a great fun event to go to, and you'll learn much more. I suspect there's a bit of truth in the background there. Anyway, it's 7:30 at Bard College on Friday, October the 20th.
The 20th through the 22nd in Kent, the Gilmore Girls Fan Fest.
Well, I imagine you're going to be at this one all weekend. It starts, as you say. It's for all those fans of the Gilmore Girls TV program. This, then, is going to be a great weekend for you. Kent, Connecticut, is hosting this. It's an event. It's a full weekend of what they're calling a fan festival. So there are so many events, I don't have time to go through to them. But, for example, there's going to be special screenings of specific episodes, which apparently were the most popular episodes. They're going to have cake tastings, which I think is relevant from the program's point of view. They're going to be workshops and lectures. But I suspect that most attendees were really going to be fascinated, because there are going to be panels with the actors from the TV series and also TV production crew as well. So if you are a Gilmore Girls fan, then there's a lot going on. There's going to be all sorts of Gilmore trivia available as well, so you can get to show off your knowledge in that respect. There are other events going on, so there'll be hikes in the countryside with fans and all that type of thing as well. But it sounds like this is a perfect event for Gilmore Girls fans, one way or another. You'll have to go to their website for all the details via, obviously, Royal Intelligence, of course. And by the way, if you go, don't forget to download the Kent Chamber of Commerce's app for smartphones called The Guide to Visiting and Living in Kent, Connecticut, which will really help your way around this whole event and the town as well. So it sounds like a really big weekend one way and another in Kent, Connecticut.
Well, from Kent, Connecticut, we'll head up to Pittsfield. The Berkshire Community College has a very interesting event.
Yeah, if I wasn't going to be at the Gilmore Girls event, I would be doing this. So the Berkshire Community College, I saw this and I thought this could be really useful for a number of people with small businesses, or actually for home use as well. So the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative is working with the Berkshire Community College, and they've developed a one-day course on how to shoot a video on your iPhone. Now, the facts of the matter are that my iPhone, I'm sure I could shoot some quite good videos, but I really don't have the knowledge on how to edit them and how to develop them, how to make the best of them. So this could be a great event. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and runs all day. It could be a great way of doing that, and you could publicize your own business. You could do little interviews, of course, and take videos of the family as well. So check it out, Berkshire Community College. Saturday, October the 21st. It sort of starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and runs till late.
On the 21st in New Preston, Dog Days.
Yeah, we're having quite a few animal-themed events this week, and this one is going to be one of the most popular. New Preston is really active, and they have and they've developed this event, which they're calling Dog Days. And the whole idea is that it's a village-wide fete devoted to the love of dogs. So there'll be all sorts of dog events. So you can get glamorous photo shots taken at DK Shulman. Our dog would have to really change his hairstyle to get any glamorous shots, I think, one way or another. There's a book signing with Susanna Salk, who's well known on the TV. She's an interior decorator, and she's written a book, and she's written a number of books, but on interior decorating, but including one, At Home with Dogs and Their Designers, all about interior decorators and their dogs. And she will be at Pergola and signing their book as well. There are going to be a whole series of limited edition items for sale throughout the town. And the lovely thing is that a portion of the proceeds are going to be donated to the Brass City Rescue Alliance and the Little Guild of St. Francis. So it is a fun event, but in a good cause as well.
We will then go to Millerton and on the 21st, Rocksteady Farm Fall Farm Party.
Yeah, this is another good cause as well. So in Millerton, on Saturday, October the 21st, Rocksteady Farm and Flowers and the Watershed Center are combining, and they're holding this big fall farm party. It starts at 4 o'clock, and the idea is that you can enjoy a hike up the mountain there. But at 6 o'clock, the music starts, and it's going to go till late. I think they're talking about running till 12 o'clock at night. And they have got all sorts of bands and musicians in. So there's going to be bluegrass from the Hay Rollers. There's a rap duo called Katani, and also and lots of other music as well. And there's going to be food. The Watershed Center is going to be making gallons and gallons of chili. And they suggest that you bring your own wine or cider or beer and tuck into the chili as well. Now, the great thing is that it's all in aid of a lovely cause. It ends up with a silent auction. And it's all to raise money for the Rocksteady Farm Low Income CSA Fund. So if you have a chance to go, you're looking for great music, great event, Rocksteady Farm and Flowers and the Watershed Center in Millerton on Saturday, October the 21st.
Well, let's keep on the farm bandwagon. Kopek on the 21st, Empire Farm, Farm On.
Yeah, Farm On's got a great Italian heritage cooking class coming up, and the reason I looked at it as a personal reason. So the first thing to say, it's in Kopek, starts at 11:30 in the morning at Empire Farm, which is part which is the headquarters of Farm On. And at the moment we have eggs coming out of our ears almost because our chickens are just laying eggs like there's no tomorrow. And I saw that they're having this Italian heritage cooking class, and one of the things they'll be teaching at this cooking class is how to make homemade pasta with eggs that you can gather from your own barn, or you can get from me if you're in the area. They also are showing how you can make this pasta using butternut squash and tomatoes that you can pick up from the field or your farmer's market. And so it is a practical and great fun cooking class. Starts at 11:30. It won't all be hard work as well, because I'm told that they're going to have a glass or two of wine there, and you'll be an opportunity to meet other people as well. So it's at the Empire Farm in Kopek, starting at 11:30 on Saturday, October the 21st.
October 21st, our good friends in Rhinebeck, Oblong Books and Music.
Well, don't get bent out of shape on this one, Marshall, but Oblong Books and Music are going to be celebrating the launch of the Rhinebeck photographer Francesco Mastorelli's new book, Yoga, The Secret of Life. And I know, I don't think you're featured in this book somehow. It's a photo documentary. I'm not featured in it as well. It's a photo documentary that explores the experiences of 108 of today's leading practitioners of yoga. So anyway, this book sounds like it's going to be a great present for any yoga lovers in your life. It starts at 6 o'clock at Oblong Books and Music Store in Rhinebeck. Pick up a copy for me, because I think my wife really needs a good present for a stocking stuffer for Christmas one way or another.
Continuing on October 21st in Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music is back.
Yeah, they're going to be opening their new season that evening on Saturday the 21st, 6 o'clock in the evening. They're opening with two piano quintets, one each by Schumann and Brahms. And, of course, they have a great group of violinists and pianists and whatever, but the key person, as always, is the cellist Yehuda Hanani, and the lovely thing about these is that he normally gives a bit of an explanation of the music and the background to the music, so it just adds a bit of it puts everything in context, is best way of putting it, and that's one of the great joys of Close Encounters with Music. So that's October the 21st, 6 p.m. in the evening.
We'll keep going on October 21st in the same area in Great Barrington, this time at Simon's Rock.
Yeah, this is something that Rural Intelligence has written about before. They're holding a screening of several chapters of a documentary called Girl Rising. And then they're having a conversation with the Girl Rising CEO, Christina Lowry, and there will be other people attending as well. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening at Simon's Rock. Now, you can read all about Christina Lowry and Girl Rising in Rural Intelligence. We interviewed her for one of our stories, and it's all about how you can help empower girls all around the world. And so it's particularly relevant, again, from a Harvey Weinstein and point of view. It should be a lovely event and something. Check out the details on Rural Intelligence and check out the story about Christina as well.
All right. Let's head to Pittsfield on the 21st, the Colonial Theater.
Yeah, my wife's very keen to attend this. The Colonial Theater is hosting the Emmy Award-nominated actress and comedian and Saturday Night Live alumni, Jeanne Garofalo, who is hilarious. My wife assures me she's absolutely hilarious. She's been in several films, The Truth About Cats and Dogs and Wet Hot American Summer and Reality Bites, but she's really known as a comedian. So it should be a great fun evening. That's the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield, 8 p.m. Saturday the 21st.
Pretty big event coming up of course, Rhinebeck on the 21st and 22nd, and that is the New York State Sheep and Wool Festival.
Yes. Well, I always mention this because I think that the goats get a bad rap on this one. They aren't mentioned in the title, but of course there are going to be a lot of goats there. And as a goat keeper, I love this event. So on the 21st and 22nd at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, they will be holding the New York State Sheep and Wool Festival. This is your chance to see a whole range of sheep and goats. And you can take part in all sorts of workshops. You can enter contests if you're a sheep owner, or probably not even if you're a sheep owner. But anyway, you can watch a sheep shearing demonstration. You'll meet authors. You can try local products as well. And it's on Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and Sundays as well. It starts at 9 o'clock, ends at 4 o'clock on Sunday, though. So that's Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds.
On the 22nd, it's the Berkshire Humane's birthday bash.
Well, yeah, I had to mention this. First of all, it's another animal event. So we've got a lot of animal events this week. I recently had to go up to the Berkshire Humane Society facilities in Pittsfield, and they are really absolutely superb, very impressive indeed. It's a real resource for the area, and they are celebrating 25 years on Sunday, October the 22nd, with this big birthday bash, and they've got Steve Caporizio, the News 10 meteorologist, and he coming to talk, and he's also a host of the Pet Connection as well. There's going to be a big brunch, which is organized by SOMAR. There's going to be cocktails, special auction, silent auction, special presentation as well. So it goes from 12 to 3, and again, it's for obviously a great resource for our area for animals, so definitely worthwhile supporting. Sunday, October the 22nd.
And the 22nd is a very busy day. Haverth of Southern Berkshire has their fourth annual Berkshire Speaks.
Yes. Now, we've talked about this in the past, and it seems to have been growing and developing. The Berkshire Speaks event is pretty much based on the TED Talk style of presentation, so shortish presentations, which really brings you in, and you don't get a chance to get too bored. And they have presentations, but are on a Berkshire theme. So they have a lot of trendsetters from the area, of visionaries, as we might even say. So you've got Andrew, and amongst, they've got seven or eight people, but Andrew Morehouse is going to be, he's responsible for the management of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. Norton Owen is going to be hit there. He's the director of preservation at Jacob's Pillow. And then Anand Timpan, who's the executive director of the Railroad Street Youth Project, which we've talked about in the past when we've spoken about this, which is a great organization in Great Barrington as well. So it's a whole afternoon, but it starts at 1:30. You'll have to check out all the details on their website. You can go there via Rural Intelligence as normal.
Next on tap, the Lennox Library.
Yes. Now, I mentioned this because I don't think we've mentioned this in the past, but it's really interesting. So the Lennox Library has developed what they're calling, and it's been going for several years now, called the Distinguished Lecturer Series, or Lecture Series. And these lectures take place once a month, usually on the third Sunday of the month, and they're held at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday in the Sedgwick Reading Room, which is really quite impressive, special. And they chose Sunday afternoons because it was a time that was quiet for most people's weekends. The library itself is not normally utilized at that time, so it allows for audiences to attend the lectures and then go home for a relaxing afternoon and dinner. So for their dinner. So it's this Sunday, October the 22nd. The library is presenting Jeffrey Diamond, who's going to be talking about producing Barbara Walters and other delights of the television trade. So he obviously was a TV producer for Barbara Walters for many years. Sounds really fascinating. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Lennox Library. And this week it will be on Sunday, October the 22nd, but there'll be other events every month, so check it out when you have a chance.
We will wrap things up the 22nd through the 29th, the Chatham Film Columbia series.
Yeah, now this is the Chatham Film Columbia Festival. I wanted to get people really teed up for this because it starts on the 22nd, but runs through Sunday, October the 29th. And they have so many different films that are coming up and events coming up that you really want to check out their website. If you're a film lover, then there are some great movies coming up. This year, they're going to be honoring Frank Langella. And there's been going to be a big cocktail party kickoff with the actor, as well as I think there are four of his films being shown over the next few days as well. And there are going to be all sorts of other films being screened as well. There are several parties. This is a really lovely film event, one way or another, film festival, because there's going to be a screenwriting panel, all sorts of other things going on. You're going to have to check out all the events and all the information, all the screenings on their website. So check that out. As I say, it starts the 22nd. You may need to buy some tickets sooner rather than later, because often they do fill up very quickly indeed. And then it runs through October the 29th in Chatham.
And that's a look at this week, just a partial look. You'll find more every day at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. I will look forward to it. Maybe it'll be quieter next week.